Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We want to thank you for another brand new day that you have made, a day of mercy, a day of love, a day of victory, a day of overcoming, a day that the ways can be made straight. Oh, God, we want to say thank you for a brand new day that you have made. This is the day that the Lord has made. And so since you made this day, we start our mornings off with you. With so much going on in the world, God, it's important for us as believers to find ourselves in the midst of prayer at all times. Pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray over and over again, God, you give us in your word or you encourage us in our word, in your word, that we should pray. But prayer does not seem to be a staple amongst your people. And since we are unable to pray effectively, God, we don't have the power that we need, oh God, to tread on serpents. We don't have the power that we need, God, to draw people in from the fields of sin. We don't have the power that we need, oh God, to walk in victory and walk under your anointing and walk, oh God, in power. So, God, I ask you this morning that as we seek your face this early in the morning, that you would teach us to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and also teach us how to pray. God, help us to not lean upon our own understanding. Help us not to lean on our own strength and our own might. But God, help us to submit ourselves to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot make it without you. We cannot live without you. We cannot do anything without you. So, God, as I spoke about on Sunday, God, it's the time and the season that we must make the decision, and we must make the right decisions in the mighty name of Jesus. There are decisions, decisions, decisions all around us that we have to make, God. And too often we choose the wrong decision, which leads us to another wrong decision, which leads us to another wrong decision. But, God, this morning we seek your face. You and your word to declare that we should seek you early while you may yet be found, before our days get wrapped up, oh God, before our days get hectic, God, before our minds and our hearts get focused on other things, Lord, you ask us, you beckon upon us, oh God, you call upon us to seek after you early, God, before we make a decision, God, seek your face, oh God, before we begin to think on a situation, God, to seek your face in the mighty name of Jesus, while you may yet be found, while our attention and our focus, oh God, is not on anything else, but when our minds and our hearts are focused solely on you. And so we have risen this morning to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you made. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for being a mighty wonder, God, an awesome wonder, God. Oh, God, thank you for being the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thank you for being the great I Am, Lord. We don't have to finish out that sentence, Lord, because you are everything that we need and more. You are a doctor in the sick room, God. Hallelujah. You are a lawyer in the courtroom, Lord. You are a way maker, God, in the time of trouble. You are shelter in the time of storm. God, we want to say thank you because you are everything that we need and more, God. You are the very air that we breathe right now as we inhale and exhale, Lord. You are the reason why we're able, God, to do what we do each and every single second and minute and hour of the day. And so we thank you for mercy, God, today. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for your compassion towards us. And we thank you, God, because you have a desire to be with your people. You said, oh God, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And God, every time I recite that scripture, God, it is so awesome to me because you have a desire to dwell with your people. You have a desire to abide with your people, Lord. Give us a heart and a mind, God. Oh God, to welcome you in, Lord. Oh God, to invite you into our presence. Oh God, to invite you into our situation. To invite you into our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. To invite you into our hearts, oh God. We need your glory, God. We need your presence, Lord, because where your presence is, God, there is fullness of joy. We need your glory, God, because your glory, God, brings an anointing, God. It brings about healing, Lord. It brings about deliverance, God, because you bring about peace and freedom, God, liberty, God, when you dwell in the midst of your people. So we welcome you this morning. Hallelujah. With all of our hearts, Lord, with all of our minds, God, we welcome you. We adore you. Hallelujah, God. We give you the highest praise, Lord. We welcome you, oh God, into our presence, God. We welcome you into our life right now, God. We welcome you into our situation, God. Come to more and have your way. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey. Let our wills line up with your will, God. This day, in the name of Jesus, no matter what we did yesterday, no matter what we did last week, God, we want our lives to be right with you right now in the name of Jesus. So come to more and have your way, God, in the lives of your people, because God, there's so many dangers out there. There's so many snares and traps that the enemy has set outside, God, and we need your help, Lord, today. Oh God, our finances are going astray, are going away, God. We need your help today. Our children are doing whatever they want to do, God, today. We need your help today. Oh God, our spouses are not loving us like they should love us, Lord. We need your help today. There is spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord, we need your help today. We can't make it without you. We cannot live without you, God. We cannot do anything without you. So we say yes, God, and we surrender to your will. Oh, God, come to more and have your way. Have your way in our hearts, God. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood even now, Lord. Wash us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crown of our head. Oh, God, to the soles of our feet, make us whole, Lord. In the name of Jesus, purge us right now, Lord. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, because the first decision I must make is to choose you. And I say yes to your will, God, today. I say yes to your way, God. The first decision, God, is that I must choose you. I must say yes to you, God. I must choose you as my Lord. And I choose you, God, this day. You are my Lord and my King. You are my deliverer and my Savior. You are my strong tower and my way maker. And then, God, after we choose you, we choose your ways, oh God. We rebuke flesh right now, God. We rebuke carnality right now, God. We must be sanctified for your glory, God. Sanctified for your God glory, God. We for your power, God. It's those set us apart in the now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and cast out everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of the minds of your people. Cast the devil out of the wheels, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke him out of our finances, Lord. We rebuke him out of our bodies, our health, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we cast the devil out, God, because you said whatsoever we bind on earth, you'll bind in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, you'll loose. You're loose in heaven as well. And so we want to bind those things that are unlike you. We want to be more like you each and every day, Lord. And so as this day of consecration, as we fast on this Tuesday, oh God, purge us even now, God. Cast the devil out of the minds and cast the devil out of the wheels, God. Cast the devil out of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And you can begin with me, God. Let my thoughts be lovely, God. Let my thoughts be pure. Let my thoughts be on good things in the name of Jesus. So that you would be with me. Oh God, you'll be with me. You'll be with me because my mind is on you and you'll keep me in perfect peace. Oh God, you're worthy of glory, God. You're worthy of the honor, God. You're worthy to be praised today. For you are a faithful God. You are a consistent God. Your mercy is on you every single morning. And great is thy faithfulness, God. And we thank you for your consistency. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. And we thank you for your love that never fails. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. And I want to say thank you for doing it over and over again, for loving me over and over again, for being patient with me over and over again, and God, in doing it over and over again, for suffering long for me, God, over and over again. And I thank you for doing it over and over again. You show great love, God, every single day. And so your love never fails. And I thank you because your love is what keeps me going. Your love is what I desire. And so, God, as I cast out everything that's unlike you, as I put flesh under subjection this day, as we put flesh under subjection in corporate, oh, God, worship throughout this, throughout our church, throughout this nation, oh, God, sanctify us even now, Lord. Oh, God, purify us even now. God, we must be white as snow. We must be white as snow. We must be clean. You said only those that who shall ascend unto heaven. God, who shall get before your presence? You said he that has a clean hand and a pure heart and have not lifted up their souls unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, God. We must be clean, Lord. We must be clean, God, for your presence to have its way in our lives. We must be clean, Lord, for you to fill us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, we must be clean to be in your presence, to be before your throne of grace. And it's our desire to be in your presence on this day. So go with us, God, as we go throughout this day. Let your will be done in our lives, and let our wills line up with yours. We want your glory to be revealed. We want your way to be revealed. We want you to give us the victory, to give us an anointing, to give us power to walk with us today, to talk with us today. And that's why we are here seeking you first on this morning. We say yes to your will, God, and we need you today. Bind sickness in our bodies. Oh, God, bind, oh, God, disease in our bodies. Bind frustration in our hearts. Bind doubt in our minds. Bind everything that's unlike you and loose peace, loose healing, loose strength, loose anointing, loose favor. God, loose our finances, God, that the enemy has held up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and honor our commitment, honor our obedience, honor our sacrifice, that we may continue to submit to you and that we may continue to let your will be done in our lives. Continue to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Help us, oh God, not to lean upon our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. We need you to direct our pathways. We need you to order our footsteps. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us on this day. Not worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. But walk with us today. Talk with us today. And let a praise be in our mouths all day long. Whatever the song may be, God, help us to make a joyful noise unto you. God, we are part of this land, and we can make the land sing. Oh, God, we can lead the land in singing by just lifting up the name of Jesus, by declaring you are a great God, and just by magnifying you on this day. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us on this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen and amen.